It actually does. And this year, well, when we first started the reports 20 years ago, we took a look at the types of biotechnology companies that were evolving. We've stopped doing that and just watched the prolific climb in the number of biotech companies. And this year we decided to bring back that pie chart, really, of looking at the different types of biotech companies, because we see the significant jump in the wave two and wave three areas of biotech, the ag and the industrial biotech. And yeah, there's some nice pie charts in there that do depict the importance of the growth in transgenic crops and so forth. So you'll see that in there. We do have copies of the book for the press, right? Okay. So you'll see some great charts there. And we've broken that down into country by country, too. So you can actually see, for example, in Europe, the dichotomy that's occurring in some of those countries. I mean, you brought some great points up there, Siegfried, in the presentation.
It's especially interesting when we did this segmentation analysis in Europe, you can differentiate between countries that have different focuses, obviously. So, for instance, what we saw in UK and Switzerland, where the big pharmaceutical companies are located, there's a stronger trend towards biotech companies doing therapeutics development, which is understandable. Same is true for some Scandinavian countries, whereas others like Germany, Netherlands, and France are more still into enabling platforms, more also into industrial biotech. So, which the latter point might also be caused by the chemical industry being stronger in these countries. So that's an interesting connection between historical development of industries, pharma, chemical industry, and their impact on how the biotech industry is progressing. So this is one of the results out of this segmentation analysis we did.
Okay, thanks. Other questions?